Nearly half of all U.S. workers don't use their paid time off. This is according to a Pew Research study conducted in 2023, which looked at the differences between hourly and salaried workers' use of paid time off, sick or vacation time, by their genders, their races, and now how long they had worked for their employer. It also asked why people who don't use all this time, why people don't use all of this time that they're given. Reasons ranged from some people saying that they felt that they had enough time off with what they take. These were mostly salaried workers, who also incidentally don't use as much of their PTO, to not wanting to create more of a burden for coworkers while they're absent, to downright fear that they might lose their job if they use their time off. Even if workers do take their time off granted, technology has made it almost impossible to disconnect from the office. Smartphones not only allow people to call or text you wherever you are, but they also make email and video conference calling possible. Taking a break from work is hard and not something our culture especially values. Sabbath was made for humankind, not humankind for the Sabbath. What does this statement mean to you? To me, it means we need breaks. We cannot work all the time. But at the same time, we also cannot be so rigid in how we observe Sabbath that we miss the point of it by providing rest and being legalistic and judging others and how they use that time off. In American culture specifically, we have lost sight of Sabbath keeping. Sure, there are some within different religious traditions who hold fast to the ideas of not working, not doing anything that is considered work on the Sabbath to keep it holy. But the majority of our culture has moved away from such thinking. We live in an era in which being productive is prized. People value busyness, even if that busyness makes them feel unfulfilled. It's come to the point in my generation that one cannot simply have a hobby without it becoming some kind of side hustle, a way to make extra income, a social media presence, things like that. I see it in our students as well. They are very high achieving, and in addition to getting good grades while in college, feel as though they must be involved in as many clubs and organizations as possible, have an internship, and have a job in order to feel accomplished. Part of what Marsh Chapel does in its academic year offerings is create spaces where students can let go of those self-imposed expectations. Perhaps that's also why, for many years now, students who are fulfilling their contextual education requirements at the School of Theology are required to include a Sabbath-keeping practice. You're familiar with some of these students. They've worked here as ministry assistants at the chapel. Now, you might be saying to yourself, students are getting graded on whether they are observing the Sabbath. That's weird. And yes, on the surface, imposing a Sabbath practice as part of a grade seems counterintuitive. For these students who will be going into ministry or other nonprofit-related work, it's important to initiate healthy work-life balance practices, especially when their future vocations aren't cut and dry in-office and out-of-office time. These Sabbath practices take on many different forms for these students. For some, choosing a day of the week in which no school or other work is done is how they find that balance. For others, it's setting aside time each day for prayers, for devotions, for reading that is outside of required tasks. Going outside for meditative walks without distractions. Even being intentional about gathering with friends can be Sabbath practice, over a meal, to play a game, to craft together. It's in these moments that our connections with each other, the world, and ultimately God become clearer to us. Sabbath is rest that restores us bodily, mentally, and spiritually. In today's reading from Deuteronomy, God commands that the Israelite community do no work on the Sabbath. This command is not just for the Israelites, but for their livestock, their slaves, and anyone else in the community, even those who are resident aliens. All are supposed to rest on this day, because rest is important. Even God rested after the creation of the world. This rest is not just for those who earn it, it is meant for everyone. even for those whom the community might not value as highly. God reminds the Israelites that they too were once slaves and that they should treat those in their community who are enslaved with more respect than they experienced in Egypt. The covenants that God has established with them requires them to see all as equal. Sabbath is not just for the health and rest of the individuals in the community, it is also a justice issue. It speaks to a deeper understanding of God's loving and liberative qualities, freeing people from the expectation that they must earn their favor from God in order to find restoration. We can perhaps better understand Jesus' statement that Sabbath was made for humankind, not humankind for the Sabbath, in light of this interpretation of Deuteronomy. In today's Gospel from Mark, Jesus' response to the Pharisees is decisive. As they point out that he is breaking the Sabbath laws, he responds right back to them that they have lost sight of what Sabbath is supposed to stand for. Over time, they have allowed the law to dictate their human behavior without a clear connection to God's presence in the world. They have forgotten that observing the Sabbath means loving God, which also means loving neighbor. The disciples gleaning wheat to fulfill their hunger, the healing of the man with a withered hand, both of these actions are for the betterment of humanity. People need to eat. The man's healing, while not a life-threatening issue, restores the man's wholeness, and it restores his participation in society. Jesus is angered that the Jewish leaders have allowed their strict adherence to Sabbath laws to prevent them from doing what is needed, especially in the case of the man with the withered hand. Is it wrong to observe the Sabbath? No, Jesus is not saying that. Instead, he is bringing a new way of being into the world that allows for the satisfaction of human need without concern for angering God by not strictly adhering to the law. Jesus' perspective shakes up the status quo in Jewish society. As with most people who challenge the status quo, there is a great deal of mistrust and concern about what Jesus is doing. Jesus refers to himself as the Son of Man, the one who has the authority to both forgive the sin of breaking the laws on the Sabbath and to break those laws. While most commentators would remind us that in the book of Mark, there is some great messianic secret about Jesus. No one knows that he is the Messiah and what he does. He states it so clearly here that he is the Son of Man and he has the power to do these things. Sabbath was created for humankind, not humankind for the Sabbath. What Jesus shows us in meeting hunger and health needs is that the Sabbath is for us, not the other way around. We, all of us, require rest, and we also require renewal and to have our needs met so that we feel whole again. While my examples from earlier about the current state of Sabbath keeping or lack thereof in the U.S. may seem at odds with a gospel reading that pushes against the practice of Sabbath keeping, they are actually aligned with each other. In one case, we are denying ourselves opportunities to have space to recognize the importance of our connection with God and what our human needs are. And in the other, the strict adherence to Sabbath keeping is also not allowing people to have their needs met. There must be a balance, it seems, between these interpretations or observations of Sabbath practice. Our current American culture emphasizes work over all else. In a way, we are losing ourselves to the demands of economic cultures that value productivity and wealth over well-being and relationships. Or in some cases, we are constantly moving from one crisis to another without taking time to appreciate the things that are going well in our lives or in our world. Such anxiety can also leave us empty and disconnected, feeling as though there isn't any way that we can create change. Challenging the status quo isn't easy, especially when there are so many systems in place in our world that seem to force us into particular ways of being. Thinking about the theme of this summer's preaching series, look to the future, I can't help but wonder if an emphasis on Sabbath could help redirect the decline in mainline Protestantism. Sabbath is a way of resisting the ways of the world that separate us from one another. It encourages us to seek justice by recognizing the ways we are all equally valued by God in our rest and restoration, no matter our placement within society, without having to do anything to earn that rest. Grace fulfills our needs in providing this place of rest for our bodies, minds, and spirits. What can Sabbath keeping offer us? What is its point? One commentator, David L. Miller, who I read this week, argues that we need Sabbath because without it, we forget who we are in the scheme of God's creation and in our relationship with God. He states, "Jesus appears and heals the man with the withered hand on the Sabbath, revealing the restoration that is God's holy dream for us and all creation. This is why we desperately need to keep the Sabbath. We forget. We forget who we are, favored, loved, and eternally cherished. We forget that our loving God labors tirelessly amid the mess to restore us and all that that is to its truest beauty. We can forget who we are if we don't slow down and rest. We can forget that we are more than the work that we do, even if it is our calling and vocation. Our relationships with others, our friends and family members, and our community benefit from our awareness of who we are. Life isn't only about goals and accomplishments. It is about the ways in which we care for and love one another, including ourselves. One way we can find rest is in weekly worship. This time together, hearing the scriptures read, the music sung, the prayers offered, can tie us to something bigger than ourselves. We also find community here, joined together in the body of Christ. We come from different life experiences, different locations, different age brackets, and find comfort in those who surround us in our chosen church community. A community built on love, respect, and affirmation for others that expects love, respect, and affirmation from its members. Another aspect of our worship that can remind us of the rest we find in Christ is in Holy Communion. The sacrament of Holy Communion is an outward expression of inward grace, a way that we can tangibly touch and taste our connection with God. As our liturgy will remind us later today, we find God in so many places in creation. The Last Supper, which we remember through this holy act, was itself a moment of rest. It was when the disciples and Jesus sat to have a meal together, to engage in the intimate act of eating and conversation, marked by Jesus' institution of the bread and wine as symbols of remembrance. As we come together for communion today and hear the recounting of that night, may we remember it as a moment of Sabbath, both as an opportunity of connection and a challenging to the status quo that seemed inconsequential at the time, but continues to feed us to this day. Sabbath does not necessarily have to come in the form of worship. Sabbath can be through connection, through intentionally setting aside time to be fully present with others. Whether it's during a meal or over coffee, it can be spent in nature, reconnecting to the creation in ways that awe and inspire us. It can be in times of simply just resting, not allowing the world to take away moments of relaxation or enjoyment, but savoring opportunities to give the body time to slow down and heal. Sabbath can also be found in serving others, enabling their own restoration of humanity. There is not one prescriptive way for us to observe Sabbath. The important thing is that we recognize that God establishes it for us, so that we might find restoration. Sabbath was made for humankind, not humankind for Sabbath. God, especially through Christ's ministry, emphasizes how Sabbath is meant to function, to meet human needs, to provide compassion, to be an expression of love and justice in the world. In practicing Sabbath in our own ways, we challenge a world that puts demands on us and tries to force us into all work and no play or rest. We need Sabbath to discover who we are, to reconnect with others, and to reaffirm our commitment to be a member of the body of Christ. Amen.